Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Yeah, I just want to see if they send my orders out. I had two for Jeanette Moles for vitamin D, 5,000.
Okay. All right. Let's see if we can locate anything here. Let me get the info.
One was March 30th and one was March 31st. So maybe I'm calling too soon, but I've been waiting for it.
Okay, yeah, I should be able to at least pull up some information on the order for you. What was the first and last name on the order again?
Jeanette Moe, M-O-E.
Okay, let's see here. Yeah, there we go, got you here. And then for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
1513 Amy Lane, Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, 55430.
Okay, thank you for that as well. All right, let's see. I do see. Looks like we have the vitamin D3 there. That was 330 and 331 we have for the shipment. Let me see. It's showing here, if I'm not mistaken, it's showing delivered already. Let me see.
Nope, I haven't received it.
Okay. Sometimes it's not as accurate there on our system as actually tracking it. So I'm going to use the tracking number here to track it and see,
oh, okay,
what it tells us.
I'm getting outside in case you hear an airplane.
Let's see.
Usually I have no trouble with that. Usually get it right away. And I'm out of it and I'm going crazy.
Okay, so how the process works there, when you place an order with us, it's first it leaves the warehouse here in Maine through FedEx. And then FedEx will deliver that almost all the way, except to the, when they get to the local post office there where you live, they make that handoff there. So your local USPS, United States Postal Service, would be making that final delivery. So when I track the package, it looks like that FedEx has already picked up the package from the warehouse, and it looks like they've already sent over the information for the package to the United States Post Office, because the information that I get through the USPS website is that it has departed the shipping partner facility, which that's going to be FedEx. So it's departed the FedEx facility, and USPS is awaiting the item. And that was just scanned on April the 5th today. That was updated.
Okay. Well, now, I had two orders because I had that one for the 30th and then one for the 31st because that's when you had that special on for $9 for staff. So then I ordered, I think, five more.
Right. Yes, ma'am. The one I just gave you the information for, that was the most recent. That was the 331 order.
Okay.
Now I'm going to track the one before that, the 330. Which
okay.
It should be about
okay.
This. It was just a day before. That's probably about the same information for each of those.
Oh.
Let's see. Oh, actually, it looks like this one has already made the handoff to this post office. So they have expected the delivery date is going to be April the 6th, tomorrow, by 8 p.m.
Oh, okay. That's for that one that you just...
Mm-hmm. That was the one that was for 3:30.
Okay. And the other one, I'll just have to wait a little bit longer.
Yes, ma'am. Well, like I said, since that was just a day apart,
yeah,
you should be expecting that one probably the day after. I would say probably you'd get a new update sometimes today or tomorrow about that.
Okay.
And then it would be arriving probably Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I never run out of it. And I took that to my chiropractor, my doctor, and they said that's the best vitamin D I could take.
Yes,
so,
ma'am, definitely.
Really...
Yes, that's very good, especially, you know, lately with the coronavirus and, you know, a lot of parts of the country being shut indoors and have lockdowns and stuff. So customers are, you know, people out there aren't getting as much sunlight where, you know, you would normally be able to get that vitamin D3. So it's kind of helping, you know, people replenish that they've lost over the past few months.
Yeah, I've been taking this vitamin D for a couple of years or more. I just love it, so I'll never quit taking it. Okay.
Yes,
that
good
to
you. All right,
well,
was there anything else I could help?
This up. No, that was all, and thank you so much for looking that up. I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem at all. Thank you again for calling GoMax Health. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm. You too. Thank you.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.